Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs, since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you live here in early November, feeling a little bit much more like late November and early December. Temperatures down in the low 40s as we get sent for our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week. Live tonight on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. It is the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial High School on their home field of Munley Field, getting set to entertain the number one team in our Shore Sports Network top 10, the Caseys of Red Bank Catholic. Hi, and along with Ed Sarluka, Kevin Williams. I'm Matt Harmon up here in the box at Munley Field, getting set for what I'm looking forward to this one, guys, to see really if there is anybody that can slow the machine that has been Red Bank Catholic during the course of the year. Their numbers are outstanding, 8-0, and basically blowing out teams just about every week. Four shutouts to their credit so far. Kevin, as I say good evening to you up here in the box, this is a powerhouse football team right now in the Shore Conference.
Yeah, they average 45 a game, give up 5 a game. They have just blown over all 8 opponents, and this the last team in their way to stand in their way for a perfect regular season before the postseason gets underway a week from tonight. And this is a kind of a matchup that we looked at early in the schedule, and as Jackson was rolling along, said, hey, you know what, that November 7th matchup, RBC Jackson Memorial, that could be pretty interesting. Well, it is very interesting, and it's clearly a game that a lot of people have gotten interest in and circled on their schedule to see if the Jaguars can be the one team from the Shore Conference to at least give the Caseys a scare.
Red Bank Catholic with a big win so far over some pretty good competition. It hasn't been their schedule. Wins over Neptune, wins over Long Branch, wins over Manalapan, and when we say wins, wins in very big fashion among some of the other teams that they have played. For the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial, and as we say good evening to our man Dan on the field, the coach Ed Sarluka, just one blip on the radar screen so far, Ed, for Jackson. That was an overtime loss in week 4 to Brick. Since that point, it has been 4 consecutive wins. I guess if there was a time for Jackson to play Red Bank Catholic, you'd have to think that the Jags are feeling pretty confident going into this one tonight.
I would say you are correct, Matt. They are very confident, and they would like nothing better than to go into next week in the first round of the playoffs with a victory over the top team in the Shore and the number 7 ranked team in the state of New Jersey. Now, you can't say in past years we've always told RBC to try and improve your schedule. Well, this year they've done that. They have played Manalapan, beat them soundly. They will get a shot at the number 4 team, Jackson, and a very possible shot at the number 3 team, St. John Vianney, who is also undefeated in the second round of the playoffs or possibly the finals of the playoffs. So they will have played the top teams in the Shore. You can't ask for anything more than that.
Now, Kevin, that's the good. The bad is that in terms of implications for this game, there's not necessarily a ton on the line for their team because both have already played their 8 required games. You'll be able to drop one of those going in to the state playoffs. Their spots are secure. Now, residual points may affect a team like Jackson or Red Bank Catholic, depending on where they get placed in their respective brackets. Central Jersey Group 4 for Jackson, non-public Group 3 for Red Bank Catholic. But really what this is more of a game, I think, if can Red Bank Catholic keep it rolling and go to 9-0 and continue their dominance over the Shore Conference. And as you said, is Jackson that one team that can give them a little bit of a contest and a win tonight for Jackson? I mean, you talk about getting one before the playoffs, you'd have to be sky high.
You know, Matt, I it's interesting the way the coaches might be preparing for this game and really what's at stake. You said residual points, absolutely. Jostling for a little playoff spot, possibly. I think RBC's pretty much locked in as the 2 in non-public Group 3. Jackson in a battle with Brick Township for the top spot in Central Group 4. But I think it's more about the kind of game it is. I mean, I think at this point teams don't play for moral victories, but nobody's played within four touchdowns of Van Allopen. For Jackson, maybe this is one of those games that you just want to take a lot of momentum to build into the playoffs.
We'll take a timeout for the national anthem. We'll make it a two-minute pause. We'll come back for the opening coin toss and the opening kickoff. It is Jackson and Red Bank Catholic, week number 9 for both of these teams, and we're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game is presented, as always, by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above.
Cannot wait until halftime to be able to dive into the sandwiches that just made their way up into the box, delivered in person by Chad Turpak.
What an honor, huh?
I mean, that is one of the, that's like, it's almost like Christmas time every Friday that we get.
But I mean, but Santa Claus himself came tonight.
That is
true. You know
what
I mean? He didn't send an elf.
That is true.
The big guy came and he brought us some gifts, and maybe we'll share with that. Let's head down to the field for the coin toss for tonight's game.
Okay, gentlemen. First off, I want to congratulate you guys on both having a successful season so far. Let's have a very competitive game tonight. RBC, you are the guest. You will be making the call.
Tails.
Yep, that's his. Call Tails?
Yep.
Tails is the call. Gentlemen, I'm going to put the coin in the air and I'm going to let it land on the ground. The coin is Tails.
I'd like to defer.
You want to defer. What would you like?
Want the ball. Which way do you want? RBC won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. So they'll get it to start the second half. Jackson will get it to start the game.
Okay, referee giving the signal that the KCs will defer. Jackson will receive the kick. They'll head towards the scoreboard here at Mundley Field or towards the building itself. That's the direction they'll be going in. And clearly, Ed, the wind will be a factor as Jackson will be traveling into the wind in the opening quarter.
Yeah, it's sort of like a crosswind going from corner to corner, Kevin. But you are correct. Jackson will be into that slight breeze. You know, maybe up to 10 miles an hour when it gusts. Don't think it'll be a major factor in the passing game. Might affect the kicking game somewhat.
Tonight's opening kickoff is powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Not only is the wind swirling, though, the temperature is dropping, probably in the 30s. On the field right about now with the wind chill factor. Not too bad in the press box, though, Matt. What do you think?
No, decent. I actually did crack the window to get a little bit of circulation in a little bit. Jackson in their home black uniforms tonight, black pants, black jerseys, white numerals, the black helmets with the Jackson Jaguar emblem on either side. Red Bank Catholic, they're away whites tonight, the gold pants, the gold helmets, and the green numerals. Going back deep for Jackson, it'll be number 32, Matt Castronova. He is flanked by number 3, Aaron Curette, and number 4, Vinny Lee. Kicking off for Red Bank Catholic, the senior, Vince Gallo.
Coaching matchup for the visiting Casey's, Jim Portella in his sixth season with a career record of 52-9. And for Jackson, it is Walt Kristoff in his fourth season with a record of 26-13.
Two teams, a combined 15-1, 8-0 for Red Bank Catholic. Jackson 7-1. This is a wobbly kick that will bounce around the 30-yard line, picked up by Curette inside the 30. Comes to the near sideline and is tripped up around the 33, of which Jackson will start with it first down and 10. Their offensive line, the tackles Dylan Smith and Brad Greenway. The guards Tyler Rauch and Glenn Capilla. Ryan Frazier is the senior center. Brody Graham, good target at the tight end spot. Kyle Johnson, Aaron Curette at the wideouts. The running back tandem, Cole Collins and Vinny Lee, and the senior quarterback is Joe DeMeo, who has thrown 6 touchdown passes on the year. This is a ball-controlled type team with a new wrinkle from where we saw them earlier in the year. Matt Castronova has certainly flourished since coming in and working into the lineup a little bit. He will motion across the formation. It will be DeMeo up the middle, quarterback draw, maybe picking up a yard, stop just shy of the 35-yard line. Defensively, Doug Zokel and Dan Willen, the two ends, they have combined for 15 sacks on the year. Patsino, Ryan Kroger, the two tackles. Jamie Gordonier on his way to the University of Miami at one outside linebacker. linebacker, Dylan Murphy the other, Nick LaGrippo, the team leading tackler with 83, will play the middle spot. Mike DeMonte, Nick Lubischer of the corners, Eddie Hahn, and Mike Cordova, the two safeties. Second down and 9, DeMeo will come up under center, straight eye package, the tight end Graham. Starting on the left side, will now shift himself to the other side of the formation on the near sideline. The give up the middle, it will be Lee to slice through and get out over the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Decent gain for a pickup of about 7. Make it third down and 3. LaGrippo there on the tackle.
Leading tackler on the team, LaGrippo is with 83 among the leaders in the Shore Conference. Matt, one thing could be a factor tonight, the field conditions. The field very soft, especially in the middle. A lot of muddy areas. We'll keep an eye on that.
Jackson with a split wide receiver set. Ball in between the mid part of the field and the left hash mark. Strength of the formation to the right. The give is to Lee again. Looking to pound forward and get the first down. He will. Out over the 35-yard line to the 36. And Ed, to bring you in here, you know, you think something as simple as out just getting an early first down against Red Bank Catholic, important for Jackson.
Well, on second and third down, Matt, there was some push by the big offensive line of the Jaguars, and that's very important. You are correct. Early first down gets some confidence for the Jags.
Split wide receiver set again. Castronova now will back off the line as coming to the left side of the formation, Graham. A procedure penalty here is the initial signal as a flag comes out against Jackson.
Well, Graham jumped from the right side to the left side. Brody Graham is the tight end. I didn't see anybody else move, but that's the call.
5-yard penalty will back it up 5 yards and go first and 15. Referee will come over and give an explanation to fourth-year head coach Walt Kristopic. The offense under the direction of coordinator Corey Lavin.
Jags have averaged 35 a game coming in. Fairly solid offensive production all season long against a stingy KC defense that gives up just 5 points a game and has posted 3 shutouts this season.
First and 15, ball pushed back to the 31-yard line. Breaking from the huddle, Kyle Johnson will go as the far side wide receiver. Castronova coming near sideline to the left. Again, same movement, and again, a penalty flag is out. Procedure will be the call again. What is Jackson doing?
Well, here's the thing. Brody Graham, when he lines up at the offensive tight end spot on the right side, he puts his hand on the ground. Then he gets up and jumps to the other side. He can't do that. The referee's very, told the Jackson staff that he can only be in a hookup position, meaning his hands must be on his knees. So let's see if Brody Graham.
Wouldn't you guess he's been doing it all season long?
Yes, that's exactly what the Jackson staff said.
One would think, and certainly changes the play here on now first and 20. Empty backfield set. Lee will go across. Jeff sweep fake. It'll be DeMeo up the middle for a couple off a quarterback draw. Dan Willen will make the stop, get to the 30-yard line. Gain up just a couple. Second down and long. We're about 2.5 minutes into our opening quarter. No score between Jackson and Red Bank Catholic. We welcome you in here to another broadcast of high school football, our Jersey Mike's game of the week on the Shore Sports Network.
Matt, not only did they call it back-to-back there on that after the first down, but they also did it on the first 3 plays, and there was no call.
Again, an empty backfield set, 2 receivers either way, slot receiver combos for DeMeo. Wants to throw here for the first time tonight, has time, lets it fly down the far side, but nobody home. Receiver Johnson broke off his pattern, and DeMeo expected him to go deep. It'll start now 3rd and long, and Kevin, just as Jackson got that first down, 3rd and 17 is not where you want to be.
Not against this team. Those back-to-back 5-yarders really hurt and will probably be the demise of this drive. Matt DeMeo comes in. He's exactly 50% until that pass. 37 of 74 on the season, 684 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Fairly solid numbers. He's done a great job of managing this team all season long.
More of a game director than anything else so far for Jackson with a very good running game. Here now on 3rd and long, testing the arm, hanging it up for Castronova, who adjusted well to the ball but slips on the turf after he had gotten past the cover corner coverage of Nick Lubischer. And on 4th down and long, Jackson will have to punt it away.
Now, from my vantage point, that's a ball that should have been caught, even though you said he did fall down, but it looked like the ball went right through his arms. Pretty decent thrown pass that time by DeMeo into the wind But Jags will have to punt here on fourth down, and the KC should come out with pretty good field position on this change of possessions.
Yeah, we'll see what the effect of the wind is right now on this first punt of the game.
Mike Cordova going back deep, and will await the kick, soccer-style running kick. Taking a long time to get it off is Jared Calhoun, number six. It will take a bounce and roll down inside the Red Bank Catholic 40-yard line to about the 37, where it'll be first down and 10, and we'll get a early peek at this Red Bank Catholic offense. Very potent, a lot of points over the course of the year. They've been directed masterfully by junior quarterback Eddie Hahn. His number's 993 yards throwing the football, 15 touchdowns through the air. He's got 10 also on the ground. Mike Cordova at one running back, Nick Sella at the other. The wide receiving core, Trevor Kelly, the top target, Jim Portella as the second wide receiver. The tight end, Steve Denistrian, as now on first and 10, tight formation. Gacy's will empty it out now and go to a straight eye look. Cordova, the deep man in this package. Play action for Hahn. Wants to threaten the corner. Go right. Go deep downtown. Looking for a target. And the intended man was Jim Portella. Incomplete. The coverage by Aaron Curette.
Pretty good coverage that time as the Caseys go play action and go deep on the first play of the game. Matt Ahern is the offensive coordinator. Matt, they list themselves as having a West Coast offense. You don't see too many of those in the high school ranks around here on the East Coast.
Liam Smith, Neil Hornberg, the two tackles, Ryan Onidas and Ryan Kroger, the guards, and Nick Roy is the man in the middle.
Big physical offensive line.
Second down and 10, Hornberg, the biggest of the five, listed at 300 pounds. Again, some movement, split wide receiver set with a straight eye formation. Man in motion is Cali. Up the middle, the give is to Cordova. He'll get it to around the 41-yard line, gain of about three. Second and 7 coming up.
Kevin, are you allowed to run the West Coast offense on the East Coast?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Brad Greenway among those in on the tackle.
Greenway part of a three-man front, 3-4 alignment. He's the nose man. Brody Graham and Austin Ostrander is the defensive ends. Tyler Towns, Zach Tetro, the outside corners here on third down now in 7. Single back look, Hahn with a straight drop back. He's flushed from the pocket, rolling off to his left and gets tacked in the backfield. Tyler Towns with his fifth sack of the year. Athletic junior outside linebacker. And on fourth and long, RBC will have to punt it away.
Yeah, Towns, good call, Matt. He is a very athletic player. He's made quite a few plays behind the line of scrimmage. Comes into tonight with 52 tackles. 53 was a big one there. Huge loss in the cases. He'll have to punt. They go three and out.
13-yard loss now on fourth and 21. Hahn doubles as the punter. Castronova and Curette, the two men waiting back deep. This one will be hit with the wind behind him. Wobbly kick off the side of his foot, angled towards the RBC side, but gets a pretty good roll down around the 30-yard line where it is down. And the second set of downs coming now for Jackson. 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. No score between Red Bank Catholic and Jackson.
Mike Smith, the Jackson defensive coordinator, former head coach of the Jaguars, dialing up the blitz at the right time as Towns got in the backfield and blew that play up.
During that defensive stint by the Jags, they did correct Brody Graham, just reminding him if he does jump from one side to the other, he's not allowed to get in a down position. He must hook up with his hands on his knees.
Second set of downs now for Jackson, beginning at their own 30-yard line. Split wide receiver set. Graham this time will reset himself, left side of the formation. Out of an eye package, it will be up the middle. Mike Golic fumbles the football, and Red Bank Catholic has it. Golic had a good hole off the left side, coughed it up, and it is Red Bank Catholic's Mike Cordova to fall on the football, and the Caseys now in business after what looked like a good gain on first down.
Well, these big games, you cannot turn the ball over, and Jackson creates the first one, or actually RBC creates it against Jackson.
Yeah, no, it was a good hole. Offensive line did a good job there as Golic shot through the gap. But good contact, helmet on the ball, and Cordova in the right spot. And here are the Caseys. They'll start this drive at the Jackson 39.
On first and 10, Hahn will go to the shotgun, trips off to the right side. Tight end and a running back to the left. taking his time, getting the play. Little swing pass, bubble screen set up. It is caught and working his way downfield a little bit. Nick Sella, who checks out of the backfield. Castronova there on the tackle. Gain of about two. It'll bring up a second and eight from the 37-yard line.
Casey's really can spread the ball around. Matt Spurnell comes in as their leading rusher with 476 yards. Cordova, 393. Sella, 134 and just eight carries. And, of course, as you mentioned, Hahn, nearly 400 yards rushing as well. So it's not any one guy. It's a lot of guys.
Trips this time off to the left side of the formation. Spurnell will get it. Runs through one tackle on the backfield. Slips off a couple of more and dives forward to the 35-yard line for a gain of two before Castronova can corral him. Second, make it third down, rather, in just about six. It's posted just outside the 35-yard line. Pretty good job of defending so far by Jackson in this set. Quick scoring update for you. Shore Regional with a 21-0 advantage over Asbury Park. That game was an early start and is at the half. Three wide set. Dinistri in the tight end. Three-point stance off to the right. Man in motion is Mike DeMonte all the way across the formation from right to left. Hahn wanting to run. This is a design quarterback sweep around the right end. He'll have the first down and a bit more. Fioret there to make the tackle with Collins. And it will be a first down. Chains will move for Red Bank Catholic with 5:28 to go in the opening quarter. No score.
The one guy on this RBC offense, Matt, that has been the major surprise has been Spurnell. Cordova was expected to be the major back, but Spurnell has come out of nowhere this year and had a tremendous year and has given the Caseys that 1-2 punch at the tailback spot.
I feel like we don't see this a whole lot, Kevin, a team in a full huddle here. You know, so many teams get back to the line as quick as they can. Red Bank Catholic will huddle in between plays. Nick Lubisher will go slot man off to the left. He's joined by Cowley. Man in motion here is number 21, Dan Lukiski. Hahn in the flat. And that pass is complete. And down inside the 25-yard line, Luca Whiskey hauls it in. Cole Collins there on the coverage to make the tackle. Second down and about seven after a 3-yard pickup.
There are some big games around the shore. And what is the last weekend before the playoff teams are announced? We'll try and take you through them throughout the course of the evening.
Trips package this time off to the right. Tight end left. And a single back for Hahn, who's up under center. Long cadence. The give is up the middle to that single back, who I believe was Nick Sella that time in the formation. It was number 27. No real gain on the play. Maybe about a yard. It'll be third down and six coming up. First quarter, about 4 minutes remaining here from Mundley Field. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Star, Luke, our Jersey Mike's game of the week. Austin Ostrander making the tackle on that last play.
Matt, Nick Lubisher back after missing only 1 week with a strained MCL that he hurt in the Manalapan game. So Lubisher, Hahn's major receiver.
Jackson has gone to a four-man front here on third down and a long five. And a timeout has been taken by Jackson. We'll keep it here with the first quarter. Now, certainly up and running, 3.5 minutes remaining, and Red Bank Catholic looking to punch one in. They'll have a third down and five from inside the Jackson 25-yard line.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy. Big one tonight, too. Among the games, Brick hosting Toms River South. Big for the Green Dragons, in which they can clinch their first outright division title in a decade. For the Green Dragons, and Toms River South, who's really slumping, has dropped three in a row, needs a win tonight to have any chance of qualifying for a playoff spot, and they'd have to leap a lot of teams, but they would pick up a lot of points with an upset win tonight for the Indians. But that's a team, Matt, that came so close to playing for a state sectional championship last year and such great expectations, and it's been a major disappointment this fall.
Has not been their year at all. One back set, wing off to the right side. As Hahn will operate here on third down and a long five after the Jackson timeout. Give up the middle is to Spurnell. He will dive forward and not have enough for the first down inside the 20 by just a hair. Still a good 3 yards shy, 3 long yards shy of a first down.
Another update on a score, guys. Middletown North taking care of business. looking for a shot to make it into the playoffs. They lead Friel Township 21-0 early in the second quarter. The Lions, if they win, have a shot at making it.
Fourth down here. Big fourth down early in this game.
And Red Bank Capic will go for it. Empty out the backfield for Hahn. Trips off to the right side. Doubles back to the left. Ball from the left hash mark. You can already see the field completely chewed up between the hash marks. Hahn here looking to throw. Lets it go over on the far side. Catch is made by Cowley, who will haul it in inside the 15, close to the 11-yard line. That's going to be a first down. The coverage and the tackle made by Joe DeMeo.
Well, DeMeo just gave him a little too much room, Matt. He was about 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, and Cowley just kind of ran a quick, almost like the old button hook, just about 5 yards downfield, turned around. Hahn delivered before he even made his cut. Easy completion and first down for the Caseys.
Trips this time off to the right side for Hahn. Up the middle, Hahn will keep it. Bounce off a couple of tackles and get into the end zone for a score. Does it so well for the 11th time this season on the ground. Eddie Hahn scoring, and Red Bank Catholic has taken a 6-0 advantage, 11 yards officially on the touchdown.
The Jaguar turnover proves costly. Gawlick's fumble sets up a short field, 39 yards. The Caseys drive, and with 2:18 left in the opening quarter, they've got 6 on the board. And looking Vince Gallo to make the extra point, make it 7-0.
Gallo's got 46 PATs on the year. It'll work out of the hold of Mike DeMonte.
That's a busy kicker.
Timing a little bit off. This one shooting to the left side and no good. Didn't really look like Gallo was comfortable at all. But Red Bank Catholic has struck first in this game. They lead 6-0. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday at the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River.
Vince Gallo will kick off after missing that point after. 6-0, Red Bank Catholic leads here. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. 11-yard touchdown run for junior quarterback Eddie Hahn. Gallo from the 40-yard line, short end-over-end kit. Curette will come up and field it around the 20-yard line, running all the way across the field, trying to break contain. Breaks a tackle to 25. He fumbles the football, and this one is out of bounds but picked up by Jackson. So some early issues handling the ball, but Jackson fortunate enough to hold on to it, and they will bring their offense back onto the field, trailing 6-0.
Matt, that was Gallo had converted 43 of 46 extra points. That was his fourth miss on the year.
First down and 10. Straight eye formation with Collins and Lee making up the tandem. Split wide receiver set either side. Graham starting on the right. Now shifts himself to the left side of the formation. He will get it and avoid the hit after he picks up about 4. Stopped, pushed out just shy of the 40-yard line with 2:01 remaining here in this first quarter.
Scoring update from Manahawk and Southerners on the board first. The Rams get a first quarter touchdown. They lead Brick Memorial 7-0. Big one for Southern, right, to get into the playoffs.
And right now on the outside looking in, but a win would do wonders. I believe they start play tonight 9th in their bracket. Second down, a long 5. Up under center is DeMeo. Graham now sets himself to the wide side, the offensive right. Again, out of the I formation, it is Lee to get the carry. He'll break the plane of the 40, get close to the 41. Got a yard and a half pickup, stuck pretty hard by Jamie Gordonier.
Gordonier, Matt, as you touched on early, headed to the University of Miami in Florida. That was his 78th tackle of the season, his 5th tackle for loss. He's an imposing sight at that outside backer, 6'4", 245-pounder.
Third down and a long 4 coming as Johnson will come to the near side here along with Castronova and Lee. Empty backfield set. Up top is Curette for DeMeo here. In motion is Lee. Low snap. DeMeo has it. Looks over the middle. Finds Castronova who will make the catch at midfield and fall forward into Red Bank Catholic territory. Nice job by the Jackson offensive line picking up the Casey blitz.
Yeah, and they gave DeMayo time to feel that low snap and still find Castronova wide open across the middle with the easy reception at a first down.
Ball just on the Red Bank Catholic side of the 50-yard line, where it is first and 10. And a three wide receiver set for DeMayo. Casey showing blitz out of that 4-3 set. Castronova gets it, jet sweep off the left side. And they'll work his way down to the 45-yard line. Good solid gain of about 4.5. We are inside of a minute to go in this first quarter. Eddie Hahn on the tackle. Red Bank Catholic leading Jackson by a score of 6-0.
Jet sweep has been the favorite play of Castronova since joining the team at the midway point of the season. And Casey's coach Jim Portella told Ed and I before the game, they are a different team since he's been inserted into the lineup. Just another outstanding weapon.
Certainly brings a different element to when we saw Jackson very early. And that's not to say they weren't successful without him. He will motion across the formation. This time it'll be DeMayo. Big hole up the middle. DeMayo gets down to the 35, makes a move to the near side, into the 30, down inside the 25 to the 20, and is tackled around the 19-yard line. Good speed shown by Joe DeMayo. Finally corralled by Nick Lubisher. And that will be first and 10 for the Jaguars inside the KC 20-yard line.
Boy, DeMayo did a nice job, didn't he, Matt? Just sort of picked his way through and then saw it and busted outside on what will be the final play of a fast-moving opening quarter.
Let's take a timeout here. We'll make it a 30-second break. It is Red Bank Catholic 6 and Jackson nothing. We're back for our second set of 12 minutes right after this quick pause. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.